Now, what happened was, just to make it even more interesting, when Caesar came to Egypt to pursue Pompey, so Pompey had an alliance with Cleopatra. Hyrcanus, as the Kohen Gadol, was able to influence the Jews of Alexandria to support Caesar. And in effect, it was the Jews that saved Caesar in the Egyptian campaign. The Jews organized a battalion of soldiers to fight on his behalf. They got him, they extricated him from the mess. And what happened was that he did catch Pompey, and Pompey was killed. When Pompey was killed, Caesar arrested Aristobulus. Aristobulus and his family were taken to Rome. And Hyrcanus was on the verge of realizing his long dream of becoming the king. But it's still not over, the machinations. Because while in Rome, and Pompey had brought Aristobulus to Rome to participate in a tremendous triumphal procession, but he never executed him. Caesar, however, had Aristobulus poisoned in Rome. But he was kind enough to send the body home to Israel that he should be buried in the tombs of the Hashmonaim kings, which we do not know where they are. And now, seemingly all opposition to Hyrcanus, it ended. But what happened was that Aristobulus had a son, Alexander. And Alexander took up where his father left off. He claimed the right of succession. He claimed the right to be the king. Caesar had him arrested in Rome and would undoubtedly have had him poisoned also. But he escaped, and he came back to Israel, and he organized an army, and he started a civil war again against his uncle, against Hyrcanus. Even the Romans had had enough of this already. And now what happened was that Julius Caesar divided the power as follows. Alexander was not entitled to anything. And in fact, Alexander would be caught in Jericho in a battle and killed. Hyrcanus would remain only the Kohen Gadol. And the Roman legate, the Roman ruler of the country, became Antipater. And Caesar figured, Antipater was one of the, Antipater's never on the losing side. He's on Antipater's side. So when he saw that Pompey was going down, so he switched allegiance and he joined Caesar's side. As a reward, Caesar granted to Antipater the right to be the representative of Rome. So that even though Hyrcanus may have officially had some power, in all practical sense, the country now lay in the hands of Antipater. So the rulership of the country passed from the hands of the Hashmonaim of the Jews. It now passed in the hands of the Romans and to people who claimed to be Jews but were not Jewish, who would do the bidding of the Romans. Antipater wanted to legitimatize himself, and therefore he had his son Herod, Hyrdus, marry the granddaughter of Hyrcanus, whose name was Miriam, and she would be the last of the Hashmonaim. And he thought thereby, by marrying her, it would make him legitimate both as a Jew and as an heir to the throne. At least he would be the son-in-law.